Oh, hey. Thanks for coming in. Now, I'm sure you have better things to do tonight than visit your professor's office, but these were my only available office hours this week, and I thought it was pretty important for us to have a little chat. What's this about? Well, as you know, your most recent assignment in our Intro to Creative Writing class was to email me a creative writing piece to work on the semester. A piece that you wanted my personal attention and help with. And yours was, particularly creative. Normally, students will send in their novellas or some poetry, but you sent me what seems to be, a script for some sort of erotic. Oh my. All the blood just drained from your face. You can explain everything, huh? Of course, you attached the wrong document to your email. I figured. Oh, interesting. So you're telling me that you write these pornographic scripts, post them on the internet, and women turn them into audio recordings? Well, that's certainly a cute little hobby. Oh, no, don't worry. Despite how wildly inappropriate it is to send such material to your professor, it was clearly an accident. I'm not going to fail you or tell the dean or anything. In fact, I'd like to keep this as your submission to the assignment. After all, I did leave it open-ended what kind of writing you could send me. I mean, I did read it, and your writing is quite decent. But it could definitely use a helping hand. Yes. I'm accepting this story as your assignment. And I'd like to help you bring it to its full potential. So, why don't you move your chair to my side of the desk and we can begin going over it? You can sit a little closer to me, you know. Don't be so afraid. I'm not going to bite. See? Isn't that more comfortable? Good. Oh, I smell nice. Well, thank you. You don't smell half bad yourself. Did you spray a little bit of fresh cologne before you came into my office? Never mind. Okay, so let's pull up the document on the screen here. And here we go. So the general premise of your story is a student who has a crush on his teacher. He stays late after class, confesses his love to her, and then they proceed to be to be intimate in a rather explicit manner. Oh, don't be embarrassed. It's a very common fantasy. Lots of men, and yes, even women, fantasize about having sexual relations with their teachers. And to be perfectly honest, A lot of teachers often fantasize about having relations with their students. Now, there are a few places in the script that I think you need to flesh out a little more. For example, here. It's not really clear to me from a story perspective why exactly she returns his affection. A teacher fucking a student, even at the college level, is extremely risky to her career. And while I do understand that there is some, for lack of a better term, porn logic at play here, I think that some more reasoning for her actions would help to build her as a more interesting, sexually dynamic character. Well, just for example, maybe she's in an unhappy marriage and just needs a new cock in her life. Maybe she frequently catches him looking at her in class. Looking at her with a certain hunger, and finds herself returning those little glances. And maybe, just maybe, she just enjoys the attention. In fact, maybe she relishes it. Maybe the very thought of breaking all the rules and having her student get between her prim and proper legs just gets her pussy gushing, you know? See? You don't need to explicitly say it out loud. In fact, it's better not to. Show, don't tell, right? It's better to hint it, tease it, make the reader, or in this case, I guess, the listener, think and wonder. Just enough spark to inflame the sexual imagination. Whew. Speaking of inflaming, I think my office's air conditioning isn't working again. It's getting a bit steamy in here, isn't it? I'm just gonna take this cardigan off, if you don't mind. Oh, that's better. Okay, where were we? Ah, yes, the blowjob scene. Now, for a scene that you've set up to be so hot and seductive, you describe it in such a clinical manner. Like this line. She literally says, "Let me insert your penis into my mouth?" I think someone of your creative talents could come up with something better than that. Imagine the teacher on her knees for her student. What do you want her to say? Wow. You look even more tongue-tied. Maybe a little bit of role-playing might help set the scene for you. Here. Come sit on my chair right here and play the part of the student. And I will kneel down here and play the part of the teacher. Immediately, you can see the shift in dynamic here. Now the younger man, the student, is in the literal seat of authority and power. That is, the teacher's chair. While the older woman, the teacher, has put herself in a very submissive position. At least at first glance. Because, as you may have noticed, the teacher put herself here. It is the teacher allowing all of this to happen. As the younger man is still unsure of himself sexually, she is in complete control. See? These are the little knobs that you can turn when creating a scene. These little details of dominance and submission that you can fine-tune to elicit the perfect taste of that rare and subtle spice that is eroticism. So, now we return to the question. What is it you want the teacher to say? Still nothing, huh? We might need to take some desperate measures here to loosen that tongue of yours. Take out your cock. Yes, you heard me. Take out your cock. You're not doing a very good job of hiding your erection anyway. I might as well see it. Good. Unbuckle that belt. There you go. I'll help you pull all of this down to your ankles. Wow. Now, there is a nice cock. Look at it. It's rock hard. Oh, yes, and there's that pre-cum starting to flow. No, don't look away. Don't look away. Look at me. Look at me. Look down at your teacher, kneeling between your legs, with my lips so close to the tip of your cock. I'm breathing warm air on your frenulum just by talking. And I'm asking you again, what is it you want me to say? What words do you dearly want to hear from my lips this very second? Good. Good. You want me to say that I'm going to suck your cock? I'm going to suck your cock. I'm going to suck your cock. I'm going to suck your cock. I like that. I'm going to suck your cock. It's simple, but it's filthy. And despite all that bullshit I just fed you about subtle power dynamics and fine-tuning the details, never forget that sexuality itself is at its essence very simple. It all boils down to our most basic desires. For example, you, a sexually aroused, virile young man, desiring me, a sexually fertile, available, eager woman, to pleasure your cock with my mouth. You want me to suck your cock. Oh, and the power of these simple, filthy words are amplified by the taboo of hearing them from your teacher's mouth. Someone who should not be saying them. And you who should not be hearing them. This is what gives it a particularly fine edge. Don't you agree? After all, once the teacher sucks her student's cock, once that hard, throbbing cock slips past her soft lips to enter the warm, inviting wetness of her mouth, there's no going back. What did you write here? The sweet sin of sensuality would have irrevocably changed the nature of their relationship. Yes, that is a good line. Make sure you keep that in. But that's where your story currently ends. Now, where to go from here? It does seem like an awful waste of a good erection to just zip you up and tell you to get on your way. And all of this has really gotten my creative juices flowing. If you know what I mean. Can I ask you something? Be honest now. Is this story about me? Did you find me attractive enough and lust after me enough to write a story fantasizing about me? So that you could post it on the internet and hope some woman would perform an erotic audio about me? Well, maybe this says something about me, but that's kind of cute, in a way. Just like you're kind of cute, in a way. You really like me that much, huh? Well, I am your creative writing professor. And they do say that experience is the best muse. So I suppose it behooves me to provide you with the sexual experience you need to finish your writing assignment. So yes. I am going to suck your cock. Oh my God. Oh, I love it. Well, this feels even better than I imagined. Is this what you daydream about when you're in my class? My tongue flicking across the head of your cock. Right before I take you down my throat. You never imagined this could ever happen, did you? Let me take out my tits so you can get some more inspiration. Yes. You like? They're nice, aren't they? Reach down and touch them a little if you want. Yes. Oh, that feels good, doesn't it? Burn this image into your mind. The thin strands of pre-cum connecting my lips to your tip. The feeling of my slippery, wet tongue dancing on your head. The sweat of my breasts shining in the setting sunlight. The perfect makeup of my pretty face ruined by the sloppy stickiness of your cock. Your personal fantasy come true. Good writing relies on these kinds of vivid sensory details. You haven't come yet. Good boy. I didn't think you'd be able to last this long. So, I think that maybe you've earned a little reward. So tell me, what happens next in the story? You haven't figured it out yet? You know the first rule of writing, right? Oh, come on, I said it on the very first day of class. The first rule of writing is not show, don't tell. And it's not write what you know. In order to be a writer, you have to be able to finish things. Well then, why don't we write the ending together? Here, stand up and help me get up. Hi. Aren't you an excitable thing? Making out with your teacher. Somehow this seems even dirtier than the blowjob. But that's enough for now. Sorry, I'd love to indulge your puppy dog excitement. But I've been sopping wet for the past hour, and if I don't get a cock inside me, I think I'm going to explode. Here, Let me unzip and take off this skirt and bend over this desk. And yes, pull down my panties. Fuck. Oh, I must have dripped all over them. They're soaked. Now, here's another image for you to burn in your mind. Something you can turn to anytime you struggle with writer's block. Which is a myth, by the way. But never mind. It's hard to break out of teacher mode, even when I'm bent over like this. So what do you think? Your professor, bent over her desk, spreading her legs, reaching behind to open up her cheeks, to expose her sopping, wet pussy. Her pussy, which is achingly empty, and in desperate need to be filled with cock. Now why don't you be a good boy and give me that D? And I'll see if you deserve an A. Oh, yes. Oh, that's it. That's it. Oh, God, your dick. Line it up with my... yes. Oh, good boy. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, I'll slide it inside. Oh, fuck, I'm so wet. Oh, my God, you have no idea. Oh, you have no idea how much I wanted this. Oh, like... Oh, that's good. That's good. Oh, good boy, yes. Oh, slide your cock in here, professor's tight, wet little fuckhole. All the way in. Now out. Yes, just like that. Just like that, good boy. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, I'm guessing you don't have a lot of experience. Certainly not with older women. Certainly not with teachers. Oh, no, no, no. I love it. I love it. It's so fucking good. Oh, my pussy feels good, doesn't it? You like the way I squeeze it? You like how tight it can feel when I clench around your cock? Yeah, keep doing that. Oh, yeah. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Oh. What? What? You want to know if you're the first student I fucked? Oh, you're cute, sweetie, but to tell you the truth, you're not. I mean, let's be honest. I'm sure most of my male students all want to fuck me. I'm no stranger to that attraction. Oh, like I told you, it's a common fantasy. Oh, and for most, it just stays a fantasy. Oh, wet dream they can jack off to on school nights. And I play with it. Tease it. Maybe show off a little more leg than I should. Oh, open up one more button than I need. But once in a while,
Every once in a while, I pick one of my good boys to come into my office and play. And if they're very good, and only if they're very good, we continue our one-on-one sessions. For the rest of the semester. So are you a good boy, baby? Are you a very good boy? Then fuck me hard and make me come on your cock. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, yes, harder. Fuck me harder. Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, your cock feels so fucking good. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, I needed this. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's been a while since I've had a good, hard cock. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Oh, do you feel inspired now, baby? Yeah? Did I cure you of that writer's block? Yeah? Thank me. Oh, yeah, break my cunt with your writer's cock. Oh, split your professor's pussy apart. Yeah, hold me down on the desk and make me take it. Yeah, help me. Help me deep and hard, yeah. Yeah, so deep and hard. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, fuck, yes, just like that. Oh, just like that, yeah. Oh, fuck, yeah. Oh, my God, you're gonna make me come. Oh, you're gonna make me come. You're gonna make me come. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, no, be a good boy. Oh, be a good boy and come inside me. Yes, I mean it. Yes, shoot your hot load inside your professor's cunt. Yes. Yes, be a good boy and shoot your sloppy cream inside me. Yes. Oh my God, shoot your hot load inside me, baby. Yes. Come inside me. Yes. Oh, yes. 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 Oh my God. Oh my God. Good boy. Oh, very good boy. Well done. Don't you just love it when a story has a happy ending? Now open up my drawer. There's some wet naps in there. Let's get cleaned up here. Oh, and let's definitely plan on another creative session. Next week? Same time? Good. I think you're making excellent progress.